Cancel Karma, 11 Hollywood Celebrities Who Have Been Eaten by Their Own. By David Ng on June 24, 2021. The woke cancel mob has developed a taste for its own kind, and at the top of the menu are left-wing Hollywood celebrities. The recent cancellation of Chrissy Teigen, Billie Eilish, and Lin-Manuel Miranda shows that everyone is fair game now. Even stars who have spent years building up left-wing credentials. Wokeness no longer discerns between right and left in its hunger to destroy everything it touches. At least 11 Hollywood celebrities have seen their livelihoods come under attack from the cancel mob in recent months. The vast majority are left-wing or have expressed left-of-center views, which might have insulated them not so long ago but now offer no protection from the wrath of the woke. Chrissy Teigen. The wife of singer John Legend was the quintessential woke celebrity, a sworn enemy of Donald Trump, an avid Democratic booster, and a social media rock star who built her enormous following on a likable public persona. Now we know the persona was fake, as Teigen has acknowledged and apologized twice for her past acts of vicious bullying, which included encouraging a rival to commit suicide. Retailers including Bloomingdale's, Macy's, and Target have cut ties with her, and the left-wing media that once adored her has joined in the public stoning. Lin-Manuel Miranda. The movie version of In the Heights looked like another home run for the creator of Hamilton. But not only did it crash and burn at the box office, it also became the target of colorism accusations that have snowballed into a major cultural backlash. Even former cheerleaders at the New York Times and Washington Post have turned against him, running stories faulting the movie for failing to include more dark-skinned Latinos. Miranda issued a profuse apology, which did little to assuage the mob. Rita Moreno. Amid the collateral damage of the In the Heights fiasco was Oscar winner Rita Moreno, who made the unforgivable decision of defending Lin-Manuel Miranda against accusations of racism. The mob then turned on the 89-year-old actress, with some accusing her of bigotry and supporting white adjacency supremacy. Moreno caved and apologized, saying she was incredibly disappointed with myself. The actress was a passionate anti-Trump critic, claiming I'd never lived through such horror. Billie Eilish. The Grammy-winning pop star appeared at the Democratic National Convention last year where she bashed Trump and backed Biden. That wasn't enough to spare her from the mob after video clips surfaced showing the singer mocking Asians and using the word shank. Eilish issued an apology this week, saying she was appalled and embarrassed and wants to barf at her past behavior. Ellie Kemper. The Emmy-nominated star of Netflix's The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt came under attack for once attending a St. Louis debutante ball that had a history of racial segregation. The woke mob called her a KKK queen and KKK princess. Kemper, who publicly supported the Black Lives Matter movement as well as the Biden-Harris ticket, issued an apology even though the event has no affiliation with the KKK and did away with segregation decades before she attended. Michael B. Jordan. The Creed star was a prominent face in Hollywood's Black Lives Matter rallies last year, leading a protest march through Beverly Hills and demanding that Hollywood studios divest from the police. But he accrued no credit with the left-wing cancel mob, which recently accused the star of cultural appropriation over his personal brand of rum called Javert, whose name apparently borrows from Trinidadian culture. Jordan issued an apology, saying our intention was never to offend or hurt a culture. Ellen DeGeneres. The daytime talk show queen once seemed invincible until workplace abuse allegations against her show destroyed her pristine reputation. Just months after the allegations surfaced, she announced the end of her show. DeGeneres was more centrist than most Hollywood celebrities, even hanging out with former President George W. Bush. But she also adopted the industry's obligatory anti-Trump stance, saying she would never invite him as a guest on her show. Armie Hammer. The Social Network and Call Me By Your Name star has become persona non grata in Hollywood after lurid rape and sexual misconduct accusations from multiple women turned the industry against him. Prior to his scandal, the actor was among Hollywood's most woke, calling law enforcement inherently racist and bashing Trump. Demi Lovato. Expressing her hatred of Trump and coming out as pansexual didn't spare the Made in the USA pop star from a brush with the cancel mob when she bizarrely attacked a frozen yogurt shop in Los Angeles for triggering her by selling sugar-free cookies and other diet foods. The mob rose up to call Lovato an insufferable Karen and a terrible person. Shortly thereafter, Lovato shifted the negative news cycle by coming out as gender non-binary. Chris Harrison. The longtime host of ABC's The Bachelor and its spin-offs found himself in the middle of a race controversy earlier this year for merely defending contestant Rachel Criconnell from accusations of racism after an old college photo resurfaced showing her attending an antebellum theme party. Harrison, whose political affiliations are unknown, stepped aside from the show temporarily before leaving permanently. J.K. Rowling. The Harry Potter author has been branded a TERF, trans-exclusionary radical feminist, after she argued for making a distinction between transgender women and biological women. She also promoted the idea that there are two genders, as opposed to the unlimited number of genders pushed by the trans lobby. The result was instant pariah status among Hollywood elites and the media, which rushed to paint her as a bigot. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.